This call is being recorded.
Again anew. Brings all life back. In this time of spring, new life springs forth. You are this new life. You are what gives life to all things. As the God consciousness, as the one source, you spread that light. You spread this consciousness. You are this consciousness. We are this consciousness. We are the oneness. Yourselves now to begin to drift back to the pillar of light, back down towards your physical body. And as you move into your physical body, let the violet flame purge you. Let it purge your entire body. Let it move through your being. Feel the sense of power that comes over you as this flame burns. Burns away all the old, as the old programming, the old memories are washed away, burned away. They are no more. It cannot hold sway upon you any longer. You are new now. Yourselves now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I have been coming more often to this group and will be coming more often now yet. For as you understand, or are beginning to understand, the times are growing short. For you to go about your mission, for Yeshua, in his time, told his parents, it's time for me to go about my mission. And he did. He went on his journey. It is time for each and every one of you to go about your mission, the one you came here for. Those moments you have been waiting for are now. They're not in the future. They are now. Be in the perfect now at all times. Because now is all you have. You no longer have the past. The past is gone. You have the future, yes, to look forward to. If you do not live in the present moment, in the now, what will your future be like? Be in the now. Be in the moment. Go with the flow, as one who serves continues to say. Know that as you continue this process, this continuing training process, you are being trained just as we were in our time. We are all in this together, my brothers and sisters. We are all in this together. To move ahead, to march forth. For everything now. is in front of you. Everything is there, just a little beyond your reach. But yet, if you reach far enough, you will pull in the prize. As Sananda has been saying, you will cross the finish line. You only need to be patient a little while longer. For everything is in motion. Everything is shifting. Consciousness is shifting. Consciousness is evolving. You, as consciousness, are evolving. You are becoming all you came here to be. You are coming to take control of yourself and all of the situation that you find yourself in. You only need to continue to trust. Trust in yourself, trust in your neighbor, and see the beauty in everything, in everyone. For everyone is beautiful. Everyone, no exceptions. Everyone has the God spark within them. Some may be sparked a little bit more. They all have it. Even to the least of our children, all have the spark. Trust, believe, and all things will be as they need to be. And you, as the catalyst, as the light workers and light warriors, bring this all forth, to bring this new golden age into being. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now in peace and love to continue to go out and share and claim your power to reach out to more and more and more. The time is nigh. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
How are you all feeling here? Are you tired from the entire weekend here?
No.
Are you having a grand old time?
We're awesome.
You're awesome. Yes. Yes. We love this. You are awesome. We are awesome. But I am no more awesome than you are. Saint Germain is no more awesome than you are. And you are no more awesome than we are. We are all in this together as one, working together, shining our lights together. And as we shine our lights together, we reach out to more and more. And it is time, as everyone is telling you now, it is time to awaken. Many of you have already awakened, but it is time now to reach out and help many more awaken. This is that moment. This is what you came here for. Everyone, no exceptions here. Even the most passive one among you must now begin to step forth and feel his or her power come through them. Because if you don't do it, who will? You think so? Why do you say it?
There you go.
You have questions here now for one who serves.
I have a question.
Yes.
about helping James expand the personal experience and offer a venue for more people. And I would be willing to be in charge of that. Is that something we need to do?
Please expand in your line of thinking here. How would you expand in this sense you're giving?
Well, so I want to know if expanding this venue where we have personal contact and personal presence, physical presence, if I, you know, double, triple in size, find another venue, is that something we should be doing? Or is that something that would benefit people?
As the need arises, as things continue on, you will find that all of this is already in the works. It is already being orchestrated here. This group will grow even more. It is destined. And at this point, you could not stop it if you wanted to, other than to be able to just say, no more. I am not going to do this anymore. But we know that is not going to happen. So everything has been set in motion. Because it is time, as we were saying, to reach out to many more. But how can you do that? You can do that by each one of you taking the power within you and beginning to spread the light yourselves. It is not for this one, James, or a few others to do this for you. It is for you, each one, to do it for the group. That is the difference. We are asking you now to begin to spread your own light. Speak to people, those who are ready to listen. But if you don't open your mouth, they won't know anything here. This is where action is needing to be taken now. Passivity was fine, good for a time. Always be neutral, yes. But it is time now to begin to take action. Wherever you find yourself able to, come out of your shells if you find yourself in them. Because you are the warriors. You are no longer the workers here. You have graduated, you might say. You have been initiated as a group, even to the newest ones coming into this. You are part of this. You came here to be the warriors of light, to be the sword and the shield of Archangel Michael and Sananda and Sanat Kumara and so on. You came here to wield this sword, not to sit back and let others do it for you.
Hello.
Now that is up to each and every one of you to follow through on this. To hear that clarion call that has been sounded now. It's the clarion call that is going out to all that are yet sleeping, but that are the ones that came here to help awaken this new world, this new golden age. And you are those ones. You are the ones that are sounding this clarion call. Think of yourselves as having a bugle in your hand and blowing it out into the winds to all who would listen, all who would hear. And when you do this, the angels will accompany you. They will come behind you and around you, and they will sound it with you. Together, many more will hear it. Many more will hear now that alarm clock going off that you all heard at one time or another. They will now hear it as well. For the 144,000 and the many more who have been added to this need to come forth now. Those of the cabal are aware of the light workers and the light warriors. They are very much aware, and they are frightened because they know you are the ones that are going to take them down. Not in the form of arrests and imprisonments, certainly not to take them out, as your saying goes, but to assist in the process that they can be removed. Those who will not turn to the light, will be consumed by the light. Know this. Reach out. Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Charles. I have a question.
Yes.
Let's say we do want to reach out to people. Is there any help that we can get from the other side on attracting those people that are ready to listen?
Yes, that is what we are saying here. Take the bugle in hand, the horn in hand, and sound it out. And as you do this action, figuratively speaking, of course, but as you do this action, the angels will come and accompany you. Together you will reach out to many more. Many more will hear this sound, this music, above the din of all that is happening in their lives. Their programming will begin to dissipate, just as yours is.
I'm somewhat of a literal person, so the allegorical bugle is not tracking with me. What does that look like as far as the behavior is concerned?
Allow for the process of sharing. You are already doing it, my friend.
Yes.
You are already sounding that horn. Wherever you come in contact with ones who are ready. We are also saying now, allegorically speaking, take up that horn and begin to blow it. Begin to sound out with your intention, powerful intention. People, wake up. Sleepers, arise. Listen to your alarm going off. Say it in your affirmations. Say it in your meditations. And more will begin to hear it.
Thank you. I get it now. So it's I can use it with affirmations. So perhaps an affirmation like, it is my intention today to magnetically draw to me those who are ready to listen to this.
Yes. Yes. Now you have it. Whatever works for any individual, whatever works, do it. Not passively sit back any longer. And each one of you that are here at this advance, and each one of you that are on the phone listening, participating, all of you are no longer taking a passive seat. You are moving forth. Or as dear Sister Mary Lou is saying, you have gotten your marching orders. Time to begin marching. Yes, carry the flag, as Moses has said.
But what is the beingness that's needed right now? Because, you know, Jesus had a certain beingness as to how he related to his audience. And what, like we were talking about the difference between you saying you this and you that, like a teaching, and an I this and an I that. And I'm guilty as charged of that, so I apologize if I come off as teachy, guys. But I am a teacher. So now what's the beingness we need to bring forward now for this audience here that will provide?
Beingness is you. You taking on the God power, the source power within you, and reaching out with that. Just as you heard in the simple reading that was given earlier here from Unveiled Mysteries. This is the beingness that your higher self take control. I of myself can do nothing, but is the Father within me that doeth the works.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Other questions here?
I have a question. Getting back to the trumpet, there has been some coming over the internet of videos where people are hearing a sound, and it does sound like a trumpet to them, and it kind of sounded like that to me, a trumpet. I know that at the end that the trumpet will be sounded. And I think it's Archangel Michael that sounds his trumpet. I'm not sure. Maybe you could set me clear there. But I really think it's this, that we're at that place now.
It is Archangel Gabriel.
Yeah.
Or
oh,
Gabriel,
yes.
However you want to look at it.
Yeah.
That is sounding this clarion call. It is coming from the ships, many of the ships. It is the call that is going out now. It is the call that is resounding, the sound that is resounding across the entire planet. And more are beginning to hear it, if not with their physical ears, they are hearing it within their consciousness. It is, in a sense, a wake-up. Just as a bugle is sounded at the beginning in the morning, for the armies, for them to begin their training that day, or given their marching orders at that time, is the same thing. It is real sound. It is this clarion call that has been spoken of long ago in your Bible, in your many teachings that you have received. It is those times. It is the end times.
Oh, my God.
Is it? You
yep.
have arrived. We yep. have all arrived.
Yes. Yes.
Are there other questions here?
Thank you.
Shanti, this is Moses. Greetings, one who serves. I wanted to ask a clarification on the tools that we may, that we should use in this process. In the past, you know, we've already used technology and internet technologies, and that's been going for years. But you know, what other tools can we apply this time? Because you know, in this particular dimension, without funds, the reach and the broadcast is going to be limited. Please advise. Thank you.
The tools that you have available are many, but we would say the one biggest tool that you have is your voice. Speak out. It is not to say go door to door. We are not saying that. That is not for you to do. But wherever you find the situation, wherever anyone opens a door, then it is time for you to open the windows next to the door. and allow more and more light to come through for them.
Will that be in the sense of actually speaking about the ascension, or will it be in the sense of, like, say, for instance, my brother-in-law is always criticizing my sister, and it's been in my mind that I need to say something about them, but say it powerfully in a way that really works. Is that the kind of door you're talking about, like not shutting up for that kind of thing?
Whenever anyone opens a door, in other words, they give you an opening, they have a question, they are wondering about something, even the simplest questions that you asked a long time ago. Why am I here? What is this all about? When those questions begin to ask, the answers begin to come. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. These were not words that were spoken haphazardly. These were words that were given that are universal principles that will always bring the results that are needed. Open your mouth. Open your ears. Open your eyes. Begin more and more to see the beauty out there. To see the beauty, this beautiful planet. There are some that look at the planet and they do not see the beauty that you see. You look at an animal and they do not see the beauty in that animal that you see. Look at a child and they do not see the beauty in that child. The wonder in that child or that animal. They do not feel the gratitude that you feel. There are other questions here.
Well, I would like a clarification. When you say use our voice in my experience is magnified by technology. So when we write an email or we put something on a website or we, you know, our broadcast on the radio, that's all our voice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There is mouth to mouth where you speak to someone directly. But there is the technology that you have available. It is the internet that has made all of this possible now. All of the truth to come forward. Without this, and this was a gift from on high. Without this, you would not be where you are today. The truth would not be coming out. And incidentally, the truth is going to come out in a deluge, very shortly. You are going to be seeing more and more. You are going to be hearing more and more, reading more and more. Of all of the things that have been kept in the shadows for so long, are now in the light of the day. Those that have kept within those shadows going to be revealed for who and what they are and what they have done. It is not up to you to judge them. It is up to them to judge themselves. Any further questions
I have
now?
A question.
Yes.
Last night we went outside and we had a flyby, a flash. A big orb. Could you tell us who or what that was?
You already know the answer
yeah.
to that. It has already been said.
Okay. conversation.
Say it out loud. What was it?
A UFO.
Yeah.
More specifically.
The New Jersey one.
Yes.
Oh, wow. It was like a quick hello or a quick wink.
Yes. It flashed to you. Yeah. Said, look, we are here. And we know you are there.
It was so wonderful.
And it was such a bright flash.
Yes.
What else could it have been?
Nothing.
A flashlight in the distance. A weather balloon up there.
Yeah.
It could not have been anything else but.
No, we knew.
And it was just for you.
Oh, let them know we're grateful. That was awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure they know, but.
We're needing to release channel now. We're going to be back certainly again this evening to what is your saying? Come close to wrapping this up. Although there is still tomorrow where we will make ourselves known once more, one more last time here. Not last time, you know what we mean, for the weekend here. We're not leaving forever. You cannot get rid of us that easy. But we will be back here this evening, and we have a wonderful experience planned. We're going to take you into the future. We're going to take you ahead to get a glimpse of what is coming. Not too far into the distance future, but shortly. And you are going to begin to get an indication of what you can expect and how it will transpire. But we are going to leave it up to you to say all of these things. We are going to guide it, yes, but we are not going to take it over. We are not going to control it. We are not going to tell you what you are seeing. We're going to let you tell us. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.